Golf Smarter Premium number 492, published on June 9, 2015.
This episode of Golf Smarter is brought to you by Harry's, for guys like you who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now. Go to harrys.com and get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code GOLFSMARTER when you check out.
And stay tuned for an announcement on how you can get a free copy of Fred Shoemaker's DVD, Extraordinary Golf, The Secret to Transforming Your Game. Game Golf Update, including a contest announcement, new free app, and updates to the hardware with CEO John McGuire.
This is Golf Smarter Premium. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome back to the Golf Smarter Podcast, John.
Hey, Fred.
How are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic. Great to be back.
It is good to have you back. And to everybody listening to the podcast right now, you missed out the live video feed with John McGuire here on Periscope. We have people participating, and they are asking questions. They're asking questions about the PGA Tour, like whatever happened to Anthony Kim, and why has he disappeared? And we're both kind of shaking our heads going, I don't know.
Yeah. Did something happen?
Something must have happened. But they are allowed to participate, and we appreciate them doing so. And for those of you listening on the podcast, thank you as well for joining in and for listening. We've had John on the show multiple times. I've also had the pleasure of going out and playing with John to talk about his phenomenal product. I'm a huge fan of this. It is now a regular part of my pre-shot routine when I wear my Game Golf. Why don't you give us a brief introduction for those who've never heard of Game Golf and what it is and what's going on?
Sure. So we've developed a little wearable device that attaches to your belt and little tags the size of a dime. They fit into the top of your golf club handles. So you basically go to your golf course, you stand on your first tee, the little tags identify what club you're using, and the device tracks you. So pretty much every shot that you take, every club that you use, we generate your distances, we generate your statistics. This is the little device that attaches to your belt. You know, it's designed by Yves Berhard. He's considered to be one of the top designers in the world. This is the tags. And they screw into the top of your golf club handle like so. I've all the props here. So they screw in, and basically we capture your entire round of golf. So for those of you that are aware of the ShotLink system that is used on the tour, we have been compared to that more than once. And basically we collect, you know, if there was the one value proposition I think that came across the most in 2014. Was really dialing in the distance you hit your clubs. That, I guess, is the number one value proposition. Everybody knows the distance to the green, but we know that 94% of our entire population that's using the device, they tend to come up short of the green, and that's because they're selecting the wrong club, which is because they don't know their distances. So this device and these little tags, they collect the distances that you're hitting all your clubs. And then, of course, we generate all your statistics, your fairways, our greens and regulation, fairway accuracy, scrambling, sand save. And that data on its own is dry. So we actually, I'm following Fred on the system. Every time Fred uploads a round of golf, I get a little notification to my smart device, my phone, that tells me that Fred just played Lake Merced or whatever course he played that weekend. He had a personal best on hole number two. He had his highest number of GIRs since he started using the system. So we bring the data to life through a kind of a following and followers type system. And then, of course, there's the social components. We have a challenges platform that we've built. And right now we have Graham McDowell and Jim Furyk from last week's match play. We have their data in a leaderboard. And I think at the minute we've like 400 people competing against them, uploading their rounds of golf and being in a leaderboard with the PGA Tour players. And in most cases, amateurs outperform the tour players. You know, it's interesting.
Really? What are you? Come on.
I guess the advantage is that you can put in more than one round of golf, so you have a few times to get it right.
Oh, okay. I'll buy that. Yeah, one of the things that has, I mean, I've said this on the show multiple times, that game golf has allowed me to go from a 13-5 a handicap, which I was kind of locked down on for a number of years. And at the end of last year, I got down to a 9-2, which blew me away. It lasted a couple of weeks, and I didn't anticipate to be locked into that, and it came back up. But it's still in the low 11s right now, which is great. And a lot of that is because I was able to study the statistics that I was getting on my game golf rounds, and I learned, I'm one of 94%, which I'm not surprised, I learned that I was coming up short on so many of my irons. And so now, what I will do when I'm playing is I'll bring a couple clubs to the ball. Dave Stockton gave us that tip on a Golf Smarter podcast much earlier. And I will not just say, oh, it's 150 yards. I need my 6-iron. I will look at it multiple ways. And then generally I'm saying, you know what? I'm going to go a little extra club here. And I am getting much closer, and my scores are going down. So absolutely the metrics that I have received from game golf has been huge and has made me a better golfer.
Yeah, fantastic.
So actually a question has come up on Periscope already is price point. You want to talk about the pricing?
Yeah, so the device and the tags are $199, so $199 in the U.S., which we believe is an affordable price point for most golfers. I think from being a little under 12 months in market, or maybe a little bit, you know, just over 12 months in market, you know, the technology has been used in over 100 countries worldwide. It has been played on over 17,500 golf courses worldwide. And I think today we have about, you know, we're 15 to 16 million golf shots recorded in our database. So obviously that price point seems to be a good price point for most golfers.
A very good price point indeed. When we first met, you were on an Indiegogo campaign. And then when you released, that was not the price you started out with, was it?
No, we started at $249. And because of economies of scale, in terms of our manufacturing, we were able to bring that price point to $199. And basically, what we're trying to do here is, we're not trying to win a hardware race. We're trying to actually build a platform that brings golfers together, that gives you the pertinent information on your golf round that really allows you to do something to improve your round of golf. And we're creating a social features that create connectivity with golfers to help the PGA of America grow the game, because that's part of what we're all about here is really helping grow the game. So when we got those economies of scale on the manufacturing side, we decided that we made a decision, you know, we can drop the price point here, still kind of make what we're making that allows us to be a business, but make it more affordable to golfers. And that's why we decided to do that.
Well, I think it's a very fair it is a great price point to get in market with that. I think it makes much more sense than that. You mentioned both Graham McDowell and Jim Furyk, who were in town as we're recording this. The championships were at Harding Park in San Francisco last week, and you are based in the San Francisco area. Are they allowed to wear it in competition?
Yes, yes. So we're the only technology that is actually approved for play by both the USGA and the RNA. So this technology can be used in competition for the likes of me, the likes of you, for amateur golfers, and it actually can be used by the tour players also. So Graham actually wore it on the Thursday of the US Open. Jim has worn it on the par 3 at the Masters on the Wednesday. And we also actually now have Graham McDowell, we have Lee Westwood is also a user, is also one of our guys. He uses the product. We're not, and it's interesting, we're not paying those guys to endorse the product. They're involved in the company because they believe in what we're doing. Um, so So it's not a case where we're paying them to endorse, which is very unusual for these guys. We also now have, we signed Chesson Hadley, who was the 2014 Rookie of the Year. Obviously, we're hoping that he follows in the footsteps of Tiger, Rory, Ricky, and all those guys who also were. And in the UK, on the Ladies European Tour, Sophie Walker has started using our product, really unknown to us. So she reached out to us, and so she uses it in all her tour events.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, because they don't have ShotLink. So she sees this as a way to get the same type of data, you know, without the 300 volunteers following the players around.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. I was actually thinking about when those guys were in town last week. They're so busy and everybody wants a piece of them. Did you get to spend any time with them at all?
Yes, we had a very kind of private event with Graham Lee and Jim on the Tuesday evening. So we were on course with them as they were using the technology. So they're great guys. I mean, Graham McDowell is a, you know, let me see, the three personalities. Graham McDowell is, he's just a good guy. He really believes in what we're doing. He's been involved very early in the R&D of the product. Jim Furyk is, you know, Jim Furyk is really a fantastic person. He's a funny guy. He has a real personality. Maybe he's quieter on the TV, but one-on-one, Jim is just a fantastic, fantastic person. We had an opportunity to meet his dad a few months ago as well. And just really humorous, great guys, really fantastic guys. And then Lee is from the UK. He's also, these guys are just, including Lee, these guys are just salt of the earth. They'll have a pint of Guinness with you. No, you know, they don't have big egos. They're very confident in their own abilities, and we're very lucky to have those particular guys because they're not demanding. They like the device for what it is. It gives them good data. It allows them to share their data with their fans, and they really, really want the company to succeed. So we're very fortunate that we have those three guys, really fortunate, and Chesson and now Sophie Walker.
A long, long time listener of Golf Smarter, Mr. Nick Chertok, who's at Golf Progress. He's watching right now, and he said, "Hey, I emceed that event."
Yes, he's on right now.
He's watching.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So Nick did a great job. He's another supporter just like yourself that has been behind this company and has been using our technology and helping us, and we've built, I think it's Seth Godwin, the marketing guy, he said, you know, building tribes. We're building a tribe here of really passionate, engaged golfers that, you know, they love the fact that the technology is easy to use, and they like the fact that we're seeing people arranging, you know, looking, because you can search now by golf course to see what game golfers are playing on the courses. So we're seeing people now arranging golf games, and the connector is game golf. Not they don't know each other. The connector is game golf. So that's it's pretty interesting behavior we're seeing.
That must be very satisfying for you.
Yes, it is.
That you're bringing people together in ways that you probably never anticipated.
You know, it is. It's very, very satisfying, and may continue to grow.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly. Nick, and Nick just wrote, exactly. And I just want to say, I'm hurt that it was Nick and not me to MC that thing. I think I'm ready to end the interview right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we can blame Davis. David Kelly, who organized it, we'll blame him.
Okay, I'm really hurt then.
I'm stepping out of the blame now. So.
Not a problem. And the social aspect of this is something that you built into it from the very start by creating competitions among people who have it, whether they're in the same same golf course, same city, same state. I know a lot of it had to do with the fact that your brother actually lives in a different country and you're very competitive with him still.
Oh, yeah. So Thomas and not just him now. We've got my brother-in-law. They're using it, and we've got our friends from my hometown. So they play a course called Tuam Golf Course in Galway in Ireland on the west coast, and another course called Athenry and Ballinrobe. So we've got this kind of thing going on where we're all commenting on each other's rounds of golf. We're giving each other stick. We're there's a nice bit of trash talking going on through the comments. So it's fun, you know. It's a way to keep engaged. It's a way to keep connected to those that you love and that are overseas and your friends. It's a different way of keeping connected.
Yeah. There are elements of it that I have found I would like to see changes made. I know that you guys are making changes on a regular basis. One of them is, like, on the competitions, if there was some way to level the playing field, like if you have a long drive competition, you know, it should be, is it based on age? No, it's just some guy can hit it 300 yards. He always does. And somebody who's never hit the ball more than 220 yards is not even able to participate in the conversation there. I wouldn't even know how to level the playing field like that, but it would be nice to have, like, if the Golf Smarter community were to set up some sort of competition. I want to make sure that the 20 handicap can participate fairly with the scratch golfer.
I think there's two ways we might be addressing that. One is we're seeing people creating challenges around average score, average drive. So, you know, you can put in more than one round of golf into the leaderboard, and you can base it on average drive, which gets you closer. And then the second thing that we've launched recently, I don't know if you've seen it or not, is we've launched a handicap. And then that allows us to create competitions based on net score. So, you know, that was the intention of that, was exactly what you just said, to help level the playing field.
Excellent idea. I think I may hold the record for the longest drive because I didn't realize, but it said that hole number one was somewhere in the Bahamas.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the tee box was, but the green was right here in Northern California. So my drive was somewhere around 520,000 yards or something like that. So, and I'm like, I already posted it and didn't even know that happened. And then I was getting like, nice drive, Fred. Good job.
I mean, it's, you know, it's software. One of the things that we're doing here is we release new features every few weeks. And when you release a new feature, I mean, you can do all the testing internally you want, but it's only really when you release it to the wild that you see things like that. But then one of the things that we are praised for is our customer support. We react very fast and we get things fixed very fast. So our customers are very happy with us. You know, you can see it on the blogs and et cetera, on Amazon, the ratings. A lot of the people talk about how good this company is on customer service. And it's one of the things that we monitor. We use a thing called Net Promoter Score. So every few weeks, we will kind of ping our database or a subset of the database and ask certain questions to find out how satisfied are they. And then based on that, we take our cues and figure out, do we need to improve things, add things, or just keep doing a good job?
Well, you're definitely doing a good job. Very, very good job. The other thing that I've had conversations with other people about and with you and have made suggestions is the what doesn't come up is, yes, you had three putts on that green, but it doesn't show how long the putts were. And I can imagine that there are so many different types of ideas and suggestions on how to, because you never know where the pin's going to be, so GPS doesn't really help. So there's so many ideas on how to figure out the length of your putts. What is the dilemma, and how's that working for you guys on rectifying that, if you're even trying to?
Yeah, no, we are. It's obviously with off-the-shelf GPS, we augment location with our sensors, so we make it smarter. But it still is around the green. It's more difficult. It's definitely a really hard problem to solve. You know, we're looking at there are a number of different approaches that we're looking at that may solve it or that can get us to, you know, if the user is willing to make sure that everything is accurate on the green. then maybe we respond by saying, okay, well, here's your conversion rates inside certain distances. So there's you know, giving a benefit to actually making sure that it's correct. But we're also looking at programmatic ways of solving the problem. So it's not an easy one. Otherwise, we would have it done. But we are working on it, and we will, something will, I don't know when, but we're working on it.
I had an idea, and I don't know, to me it seemed like, oh, here's a simple idea on how to make it work. I'll make this suggestion to you. I've written in to it because,
I've written in
because you guys are so responsive. That's what I love about it is you make suggestions. So my idea was, if you, all right, say you two putt. You on the after you've completed your second putt and it's in the cup, you tap again at the hole as you're picking it up, and then the next tap will be at the next tee box. So yeah, that shows where the hole is. You know, and then you can go back and say, you know, that would show you where the hole was, and then you can calculate from the other, those other two putts. But that doesn't count obviously as a stroke. So you end each hole with an extra tap, but it's at the hole. Does that make any sense at all?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We actually implemented that in the early days. And, you know, yeah, we implement. Yeah, it's a good suggestion. But what we found was, you know, that one of the big things here is to really not make this intrusive, that it can become a part of your game without it being intrusive. And that last tag where the ball is often... you know, if people forget to do it, then they start going back to the flag. There's two people playing in. The ball is coming in on top of them. We just found there was things like that happening, especially for the golfer that's higher handicap, that it just wasn't as unobtrusive as we would have liked it to have been. So, but we tried it, and it doesn't mean we won't go back to it. It is one solution, yeah, and it's a good solution. It took us a while to think of that, so thanks, Fred.
Didn't take me very long. you mentioned the USGA. You've also mentioned some PGA Tour players. You have partners in this that include the PGA, and wasn't the Golf Channel another one of your financial partners in it?
Yes. So the PGA of America, you know, their mission is to grow their game and serve their members, which are the PGA professionals. And we have a system, a platform that they believe can really help create a renaissance in golf and drive more participation through social, through the data, because the data is the hook. You know, having your data opens up lots of possibilities. And more recently, we released a feature where you can go into your insights page where, you know, you see your off the tee shot dispersion, your approach to the green dispersion, and your club performance, your club distances. And now you can actually, on the top right-hand corner, you can share that data with your coach. So he will receive an email from you with a link. And when the coach clicks on the link, he doesn't have to be a member of the game golf community. He'll be brought directly to the relevant information on your rounds of golf. So it's just a really easy way for golf coaches to get access to that on-course data for those golfers out there using coaches.
And for coaches, for instructors, this has got to be a lifesaver for them, because it allows them to coach their students without having to be out on the course with them. They can review the data and see for themselves.
And they don't have time to be on the course. I mean, you know, certainly this... this is something that the PGA have been wanting for quite a few months now. So we launched phase one of it, and that is giving access to coaches in a very simple way the relevant data for your round of golf that you've played, let's say, the last round, the last two rounds, or the last three rounds.
Can we talk a touch about your competition? There are other products that are starting to hit the market. One that comes to mind, Arcos. We've been seeing a lot of buzz about. I think it's marketing buzz more than player buzz. What separates Game Golf from Arcos and other products that are starting, hardware products that are starting to hit the market?
Yeah. I mean, I think our strategy is very different. we're not trying to win a hardware race here. We're trying to build a community and a platform that maybe even Arcos users could feed into. We'll see. But we think it's a good thing, to be quite honest. You know, in 2014, we launched with our partners, the Golf Channel, PGA of America, the Tour Players. And, you know, we spent quite a bit of our resources in educating and bringing awareness to this category that we've created, because we're the first to market and we've created the category. However, now with being at the PGA show, you know, we've seen a much, much greater awareness of game golf, which was fantastic. And then we've seen new competitors entering the market space. And we think it's a good thing. You know, there's different price points, different golfers. They will spend money educating golfers why this whole shot tracking is very interesting and should become an integral part of the game. So we see it as a good thing. I mean, if there was no competitors, then we really wouldn't have a market. So as long as we stay focused on game golf and as long as we stay focused on delivering value to the golfers that are out there, then I think we will win, because we're not focused on our competitors. Our competitors are focused on us, of course, because we're forced to market. You know, they are, but we're not focused at all on them. We're very much focused on executing, on delivering value to the consumers, and very much focused on looking at what's coming, looking at other companies that are in the Silicon Valley area that are in this whole quantified data space, seeing what they're doing, looking at what's working, and then understanding how we can apply that to golf. And that design-led thinking is what I believe will keep us in front of everybody.
Back in the 90s, I actually created an entertainment service that had some pretty high-profile clients, and I was the only one doing it. As a matter of fact, one of the clients received an email from somebody saying, hey, we'd like to introduce you to this program. And they said, yeah, talk to Fred Green. He's already been doing it. And I was fairly proud of myself for that. But then in talking to a business consultant once, I was told, if you have no competition, that means there's not a whole lot of interest for what you're doing. It's like, yes. Well, thank you for deflating me really quickly.
I know. We think it's a good thing. There's a lot of golfers out there. We've touched a small percentage of them, and I don't see it as a bad thing. I see it as a good thing, actually.
Well, that's good for you. That's good for you, and I'm really excited about how the company's been growing and moving along. You mentioned a moment ago about you don't want to be intrusive, which is really, really huge. But I'm going to bring this one up. You also, one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on today is you've introduced a new app that you don't need the hardware to use to do game golf. I've tried the app multiple times, and I honestly, John, I find it intrusive. I find it for myself difficult to every time I take a shot or about to take a shot, I have to pull out my phone. I have to tell what I'm about to do. I may be using it wrong. Maybe I'm not reading the instructions correctly, but I'm so comfortable with the hardware the way it is that I have not grown accustomed or enjoyed just using the app by itself.
Yeah. When I sat down with the designer, Yves Behar, 3 years ago, we talked about creating a system that wouldn't get in the way of your round of golf, that would have no screens on it, didn't require your phone, could be used in competition. And we brought that to market very successfully. And we're calling that now Game Golf Classic. And that's that device that I just showed. However, in the last 6 months in particular, we've had enough requests into us around, you know, developing mobile apps that would do the same thing. And remember at the start of this conversation, I said that one of our missions and ambitions here are to help the PGA of America grow the game, getting more golfers involved. Well, everybody has a smartphone nowadays. So we decided, based on enough demand, that we would spend time and resources creating both iOS and Android apps that would allow you to manually tag each shot and then get your distances as you're playing in real time. And we released that 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. with the most fantastic prize, and I'll get back to your point in a sec, but with the most fantastic prize, if you either use your classic device or you use the new apps that are free, you know, you get this all expenses trip to Ireland. Did you know about that? Oh, you didn't? Oh, so let me tell you the background to this. So John McLaughlin is a very good friend of mine. He introduced me to Graham McDowell's management company. He runs Northwest Golf Links. They bring tourists into the country. They set up golf locations, rounds for them, etc. So in conjunction with those guys, and it's really, John has just created the most fantastic prize. It's like an all-expenses trip to Ireland. You get to play five or six of the Northwest Golf Links courses, one of them being Graham McDowell's Royal Portrush, which is like considered to be one of the top courses in the world. And very, very hard to get onto. You know, your accommodation, rental cars, flights, everything. So this is, you know, you upload three rounds with either the classic device or you upload three rounds with the new manual apps, and you're entered into a sweepstake where you become, you know, the winner. There's two winners and two guests. So it's pretty phenomenal, and I don't think a lot of people know about it yet. So you should definitely get in there. But to go back to the point you were making about intrusive, you know, there's different types of golfers. I personally love using the classic device. I use the tagging as a trigger where I tag, where I bring the top of the club. Basically, I bring this to this, and that tags the shot and the location. But I use that as a mental trigger to make myself ask the question or force me to ask the question, you know, what would a good shot look like here? And then if I get into that mind space or that thought process, then I'm not thinking of the last bad shot that I hit, or I'm not thinking about the three guys that are with me. I'm just focused on what would a good shot look like. And that in itself, as a mental trigger, will help people reduce their score. That is proven at this stage. It's a fact. So I really love using the device because of that. I also use the app, obviously, because we're developing it. And, you know, I think it's pretty strong. I do think it's relatively very easy to use. Some people, though, some people, just like what you said, I just think there are different golfer types out there. There are some people that are very comfortable with using apps on the golf courses. As we've seen, we've done, I think in the 3 weeks, we have as many users using the apps as we did in all of 2014 with the device. It's just been incredible, considering that we haven't really put any marketing really behind it just yet. And we're beginning to now. So a lot of people like it. A lot of people like using the existing device. For us, it's just all about different entry points onto the platform, allowing people, allowing different types of golfers access the system in different ways, you know.
That's... I'm still kind of blown away about the prize.
The prize is great. I mean, I'm surprised. If you go to gamegolf.com, you can read about it. But the prize is, like, if I could win that prize, I would be trying to win that prize.
But you're going to be accompanying anybody, everyone.
I can't,
right, exactly.
But I would love to.
How are you going to select the winners? Is it a random drawing?
You know what? I don't know. It's in the rules and regulations that are on the site, but... I'm assuming that it's a sweepstakes, so it must be a random drawing, yes.
Yeah.
But you have to have at least three rounds uploaded to be eligible to be entered into the competition.
Okay, that part I understand. Well, hopefully we can figure out a way to tie in Golf Smarter listeners, because you know very well that the Golf Smarter community has been a huge supporter of Game Golf
since day one. Yes.
Yeah, since the very beginning, it's been really fun to watch that. When are we going to get to play again, John? I've had so much fun out Lake Merced with you. When are we going to do it, huh? Now you're on the spot.
No, I mean, trust me, I'd love to get out with you. So maybe I'm thinking maybe I'm in Ireland for a few days next week, maybe the week after.
Well, we'll talk further about
that,
because I'm not going to be around. But we'll talk about it, because, you know, it was so much fun playing in the middle of summer and it was freezing outside.
Oh, yeah.
It was really cold that day, but we had so much fun doing it. Listen, I'm going to make a couple of announcements, and then when I come back, I'd like for you to give us a tip about how to use the app. I think that that's where I want to go with this, because being somebody who needs glasses to see my phone when I'm, but I don't wear glasses when I'm playing golf, and someone who struggles pulling it out every time I'm taking a shot, I want a tip from you about how to use the app. Can you do that?
Sure.
So to win the ultimate Irish Lynx giveaway and be one of four winners of a golf trip to Ireland from Game Golf, simply upload a minimum of three rounds to GameGolf.com using either their Game Golf device or the free Game Golf tracking app. Deadline to enter is June 30th, and each winner receives six nights at a four-star luxury accommodation in the north and northwest of Ireland, Hertz rental car for duration of the trip, and five rounds of championship Lynx golf from your choice of 11 different courses. Click on the GameGolf.com link in the show notes for more details and download the app. It's so great to be back from my vacation. Now, as long as you've been able to get each new episode, hopefully you didn't miss me, which was fine because, well, I missed you kinda. No golf on this trip. Golf was completely off my mind since I spent 16 nonstop days in Ecuador and Peru in South America exploring the Galapagos, ancient Inca sites in Cusco and Machu Picchu, and seeing how the Quechua culture survives on the floating islands and small islands of Amatani and Tequile Lake inside of Lake Titicaca. Some of our photos from this amazing adventure are on my Facebook page. Now, I'd like to make you an exclusive and unique offer. There's a limited supply in my library of Fred Shoemaker's amazing DVD, Extraordinary Golf, The Secret to Transforming Your Game. And I'd like you to have one. And here's all you have to do. Just submit an honest review for both the Golf Smarter podcast and for the free Golf Smarter app, both in the United States, in the U.S. iTunes store. All right. Now, as soon as you're finished submitting your comments in iTunes, and do it quickly, email me the username that's associated with both reviews and copy of your comments to confirm what you wrote. And I'll send you the DVD. Supplies are limited, so email me your notes to fred@golfsmarterpodcast.com. All right, John, thank you so much for waiting while we make those announcements. And we are now recording this on video as well as doing our audio so that we can share this video tip with everybody on Facebook and they can see it. And so I would love to get some advice from you, some tip on how to use the new Game Golf app.
Okay. So, well, first off, if you go to GameGolf.com, you'll be able to read about a competition that we're running, and you'll also have links to download either the iOS or the Android to get it onto your phone. It's a free app. And then secondly, in terms of a tip, when you're tagging the shot on the mobile device, make sure you tag where your ball is located, because we're really tagging your position, and your position is where you have your phone. That'll be number one. And number two then, you know, after you've done that, just put it back in your pocket. We've developed a technology that allows for the app to go to sleep while it's in your pocket, when it's in darkness. And then when you take it out of your phone, when you take it out of your pocket, maybe to get your GPS distances and tag your next shot, it will turn on the app again. And hence, that's how we're making sure that it doesn't, that it saves battery on your phone. So tag in the location of where your ball is and put it back into your pocket. It'll put the app to sleep. It'll save battery. Take it out when you want to get your distances and then tag your shot. Tag the club that you're going to use when you're at the ball. It's really very simple if you do it like that.
It's a free app, right?
Yes, it's a free app because we're trying to get all different types of golfers onto the platform. And what we're actually seeing is people that begin to use the app, they use it 3, 4, 5 times, they see their data on the platform, and then they start wondering about the device. So we're seeing that type of behavior as well. It's just a really easy and it's an easy way to get onto the platform. It's an easy way to get your data to your coach. And then if you decide you want the classic device without the need for a phone, then you know what you're getting yourself into.
Tell the person behind you, bless you.
Oh, bless you.